If you had to go through something hard, isn't it easier when you know when it's going to end? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I first started running, one of the hardest mental hurdles I had to overcome was that I had no sense of time or distance. I mean, how long does it take to run a mile or two or four or 10 miles? I mean, I had no idea. And it was hard to stay motivated to keep going because I just didn't know when I would reach my goal. Now, I engaged in voluntary suffering, but you might be going through some pain right now that you never signed up for. It's hard and made harder when you don't know when it's going to end. There's a few things to keep in mind that can help, though, as Taylor Ising writes in today's Devo. How long, O Lord? Working in a fast-paced environment can be stressful, especially when you're new. I used to work at a very busy coffee shop, and I was so nervous and stressed for my first several weeks. Then, suddenly, I wasn't the new person anymore. I was helping the new people. I remember one new barista who handled the pressure very well. She caught on quick, but she was still stressed. A few days into her training, in between steaming milk and pulling shots of espresso, she asked me under her breath, "How long does it feel like you're dying?" I considered her question for a moment, then answered, "About a month." She nodded decisively, "I can do that." Years later, that interaction has stuck with me. Many times in life, I've gone through a painful, difficult season, and I've just wanted to turn to someone who's done it before and ask, "How long does it feel like you're dying?" Because the truth is, there's usually an endpoint to whatever difficulty I'm currently facing, either because the situation gets resolved or because I grow and adapt. And if I just knew when that endpoint would be, I could say, "I can do that." We see this same sentiment in the book of Psalms. Over and over, the psalmists ask God, "How long, O Lord?" When we're suffering, whether we're just adapting to a steep learning curve or enduring a painful season of loss, all we want to know is when the pain will go away. But there is hope embedded in that question. Asking, "How long, O Lord?" means we believe that the endpoint will come. The suffering is temporary. And as Christians, we know this is true. We know that someday Jesus will return to rid the world of all suffering, sin, and evil, and praise God for that glorious hope. And if we know Jesus, we also have hope for right now. We know that He is with us in our suffering, and He will walk with us through whatever trial we face. We can turn to Him and ask, "How long will it feel this way?" We may not get an answer immediately, but it helps to know that Jesus actually feels our pain with us, and He will carry us through to the end point of the trial in front of us. Remember, all the trials, pain, and suffering are temporary, but the Lord's love and comfort are eternal. So, what are some questions you've got? Can you think of any trials or suffering Jesus has brought you through? What was that like? Are you enduring a hard time right now? In addition to talking to Jesus about it in prayer, is there anyone you can talk to who has gone through a similar time in their life? Do you know anyone who's going through something you've gone through before? What are some ways you could come alongside that person to listen well, offer comfort and gentle encouragement, and pray for them? If you're going through something really hard, and especially if you're experiencing mental health concerns like anxiety or depression, talk to a trusted adult today. And if you're not sure who to talk to, you can ask for a free conversation with Focus on the Family's counseling department. Find out more about that conversation when you go to unlocked.org/counseling. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Peter 5:10, "In His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So, after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation." And dive into God's Word for more in Psalm 13, Revelation 6, 9 through 11, and Revelation 21, 1 through 7, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and have you thought about making devotion time a priority this year? We can help you with that with a free subscription. You can get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you at no cost, and once you have a physical copy in hand, you can set it aside with a real, actual Bible wherever you do devotions and build up to a daily habit. So get your free subscription at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why you need to fill up your mind with something good if you really plan on getting rid of the junk from your brain. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.